Hello, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, Miss Stephanie.
And as we get closer and closer to Christmas and closer to New Year, we're talking about conquering our fears. Maybe you all can come up with some kind of New Year resolution in which you're going to overcome some kind of fear that you have. Maybe you are afraid of talking in front of audiences or something like that. So maybe you can overcome your fear this year and give a great speech and win a speech contest or something.
Cool.
Or at least place pretty high in a speech contest. Or even just go through with a speech contest. For some people, that actually might be quite an achievement. But we're talking about this TV show on TLC called This Is Life Live. We're talking about regular people who have problems and they're trying to conquer their fears, overcome obstacles and things like that. And the first episode is what we talked about last time. It was about this guy named Tanner, and he overcame or was trying to overcome an accident that he had, a motorcycle accident.
Yeah.
He lost the ability to walk, so he was trying to regain the ability to walk so that he could go down the aisle with his wife or his new bride when they get married later on, and I guess he was able to keep that promise. And I'm sure if you were watching this show, you probably shed a tear or two, even you guys there. But in any case, we're going to be talking about something that's going on in Cincinnati, Ohio. Somebody's looking for their long-lost sister. So let's find out what this is all about. Let's read the entire contents of today's program, and we'll be right back. Lisa's co-host, Devin Franklin, is in Cincinnati, Ohio, U.S. Devin has been following the story of Erica Maudlin, who has been searching for her long-lost sister. 5 years earlier, Erica's father, who hadn't been around during her childhood, dropped the bomb that he'd had a daughter with another woman. The news shocked Erica, and at first she had a difficult time processing the news. However, the death of her father a couple of years later spurred her into action. Upon receiving a box of her father's possessions, she found a photo of Tiffany, her sister, with Tiffany's birth year written on the back of it. However, after 3 years of searching, Erica had come up empty. Exhausting her last option, Erica contacted Michael Slevnik, a private detective. She told Michael all she knew, which was Tiffany's name, birth year, and that Tiffany may have been born in Lexington, Kentucky, where their father had spent some time in the past. Fortunately, this information was enough to go on. Michael located Tiffany, and she agreed to meet her extended family members. Back in the present, Devin is preparing Erica to come face-to-face with her sister for the first time. Erica is overwhelmed with emotion. She's overjoyed that the big day is finally here, but she's also anxious that Tiffany won't accept her new family. As it turns out, Erica has nothing to worry about. When Erica walks into the room, Tiffany envelops her in a hug, laying the foundations for a long-lasting relationship between the newfound sisters. Get your tissues ready, as TLC's This Is Life Live is certain to bring tears to your eyes this December.
Okay, guys, let's get started on day two of our TLC unit. This is Life Live. We've got Lisa Joyner. Remember, we talked about her earlier. She's got a co-host in the same program named Devin Franklin. She is in, or he's in, Cincinnati, Ohio, U.S. So he's in kind of the middle of the country for me. I always think of Ohio as the middle, but it's not really. It's kind of more towards the eastern coast. I have a little niece who's living there now who loves it. Devin is a guy's name. Co-host is just someone else who is hosting a particular program or event. It can be broadcast on TV, pre-recorded. It could be live. You could have a co-host, you know, though, at some sort of wedding ceremony. You know how they have hosts here at wedding ceremonies that go on all day? Sometimes you have a couple people who are sharing the host duties. You could call each other a co-host.
Yeah, or the MC, it kind of depends. I think it's Si in Chinese.
Oh, uh-huh.
I was the host or the master of ceremonies at my sister-in-law's wedding.
Oh.
Here, they chose me because I can speak English and Chinese because it was a mixed marriage there. But in any case here, we have the co-host, Devin Franklin. He's in Cincinnati, which is in the state of Ohio. And he's been following the story of someone by the name of Erica Maudlin, who has been searching for her long-lost sister. Sometimes this happens. You lose contact with somebody. Maybe you lost contact with a good friend or a family member for some reason. Maybe they got adopted and moved away. You hear about those stories once in a while here in Taiwan about siblings being separated or sometimes like after the Chinese Civil War, you know, somebody made it to Taiwan and somebody else didn't and they hadn't seen each other in many years. They didn't know where they were. It turns out they were just living a couple blocks away from each other and they finally got together. It's kind of similar like that, trying to find someone who is long lost, which means, you don't know where they are and you haven't seen them for a long time and you have no information on where they are. You just can't find them.
Now, 5 years earlier, Erica's father, who hadn't been around during her childhood, that happens quite a bit where maybe a guy and a girl will get together. Maybe they're married briefly, but then the father, they have a baby that he just takes off and goes somewhere else. Maybe you don't grow up with your dad. Maybe he lives in a different country, maybe even a different continent, things like that. Well, 5 years earlier, her father, who she didn't really see, hadn't seen very much when she was a kid, dropped the bomb that he'd had a daughter with another woman. If you drop a bomb or drop the bomb, you're revealing a secret, something that is shocking to people. It's almost like you, the situation kind of explodes in front of you. It's very shocking information when you use that phrase. He dropped a bomb. He dropped a bomb and told me that I was fired, you know. Or drop the bomb here was a specific piece of information that was shocking to his daughter, Erica.
That you've been expelled, that you're getting kicked out of your apartment, that you've lost your job, et cetera, et cetera. Someone might drop the bomb on you, so watch out. They might give you some shocking bad news.
Yeah.
So, yes, indeed, someone dropped the bomb that her father had a daughter with another woman. So I guess she has like a half-sister somewhere.
Yeah.
The news shocked Erica, and at first she had a difficult time processing the news. She did not expect this, so it shocked her at first. At the beginning, so she had to process the news, which means she basically had to understand it. She probably stayed up late at night thinking about this. Well, what if? How could this happen?
Right.
What could I have done, etc.? Going over and over these problems. We have these problems every once in a while. If you have some difficulty, you just constantly think about it. You can't stop thinking about it. So, of course, she was processing this news and trying to get used to the idea. However, the death of her father a couple of years later spurred her into action. So I guess she didn't really do anything about this when her father told her this, but then her father died a couple of years after that. And so she thought, I got to do something about this. This is an unresolved issue. I need to figure out who this half-sister of mine is, and I need to contact her to put this problem to bed.
Yeah, this verb here, spur, actually comes from a noun. It's a little kind of device that has a sharp spike or a spiked wheel on it, and cowboys wear them on their boots, and they use those spurs to dig into the horse's sides when they want to have the horse go, right? It lets the horse know, okay, start going. It always seems like it would hurt the poor horse when I looked at them doing this, but that's where this noun comes from. So if you spur something into action, there's some sort of event, something that happens that urges someone into action, gets them to take action because they just need to know something. So it's an incentive or an encouragement to someone to do something.
Okay, so in the next paragraph here, it says, upon receiving a box of her father's possessions, she found a photo of Tiffany, her sister,
right,
with Tiffany's birth year written on the back of it. So upon receiving, that just means when she received or when she got a box that contained her father's possessions, there was a photograph in there. Now, possessions, of course, are basically the things that you own. And you might ask this question, what is your most cherished possession, the thing that you own what is the thing that's most valuable to you? So here she got a box of her father's possessions, maybe some knickknacks, some souvenirs from trips he took, some photo albums and things like that. So this is a box that had her father's possessions, and she probably went through the photo albums and found a photo. Hey, who's this girl? Hey, it's my sister Tiffany, or my long-lost half-sister Tiffany, and it's got her birth year written on the back of it. But, hey, was that enough information? It probably didn't have an address or a phone number or things like that.
No, I'm curious to see how she went about trying to find her. It's not easy if you don't have a lot of information. Although nowadays, because of Facebook and social media, it's easier to get a message out there, you know, or to she could at least look online to see if there are any pictures that are similar, things like that. We're going to talk more about this process. But first, guys, we're going to take a brief time out here and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天要看的第二个故事，我们从第一段第二个句子开始。Devon has been following the story of Erica Maudlin, who has been searching for her long-lost sister. 而这里的主持人是 Devon, 他一直很关注 Erica Maudlin 的故事，因为他寻找的是他的 long-lost sister, 失散已久的妹妹。这个妹妹是怎么发现的呢？后面的句子提到5 years earlier, Erica's father, who hadn't been around during her childhood, dropped the bomb that he'd had a daughter with another woman. 这个句子有点长。原来啊，在五年前的时候呢， Erica 的父亲补充说明，在这里用逗号 who 来引导补充说明的句子。他的父亲其实在他的 childhood 童年时期呢是不在他的身边。他父亲 dropped the bomb 丢下了一颗震撼弹，而后面名词子句 that 说明这个震撼弹就是呢，他其实跟另外一个女子有了一个女儿，而就这样子得知了这样子的消息。第二段的第一句提到 Upon receiving a box of her father's possessions, she found a photo of Tiffany, her sister, with Tiffany's birth year written on the back of it. 在这里的 upon 加上 V-I-N-G 就有一怎么样就怎么样。举个例子来说， Barry 中学一毕业就从军了，你就可以说 Barry had joined the army immediately upon leaving school. 而他呢，一收到他父亲的 possessions， 在这里的 possession 指的是他的所有物跟财产。我们常常说你珍藏的物品，就可以说 treasured possession。而他收到了父亲的所有物的箱子，一打开来，发现了妹妹 Tiffany 的照片，在后面呢写着他的出生年份。在这里我们要注意到句型的结构，用 with 再加名词，然后加 VPP 表示这样子的出生年份呢是被写在这个照片的后面， written on the back of it 来表达附带的状况。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about a lady named Erica Maudlin who has been looking for her long-lost sister. She's a half-sister. Her dad had told her after she was already grown that he had a pretty big secret, which was that he had had another child, a daughter with another woman that obviously wasn't Erica's mother. So that's kind of shocking. I think that that happens actually more often than we would think to some families. Well, the news, of course, shocked Erica, and she had a difficult time accepting it, you know, processing the news. And shortly thereafter, her father died a couple years after this news came out. And that got Erica thinking about this half-sister and trying to find her. But she didn't have a lot of information. We know that she had a photo of Tiffany because her father's possessions had been sent to her after her father's death. And it had Tiffany's birth year. It doesn't say birth date. So she probably only had the year that her half-sister was born, which isn't a lot of information to go on if you're a detective and you're trying to find some clues, trying to find somebody. She looked for 3 years and had no success. It says here that after 3 years of searching, Erica had come up empty. If you come up empty, it means after a lot of effort, you don't have much to show for it. There are no results. So you haven't been successful at whatever you're pursuing.
Right. So she had the name of the sister and her birth year. How many Tiffanys were born in, say, 1958, you know?
A lot.
There must be millions of them. So, well, maybe not millions, but thousands. So that's not really much to go on.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, she looked and looked, but she came up empty. She had no results. Exhausting her last option, Erica contacted Michael Slevnik, a private detective. So she probably wanted to keep this in the family and not involve outsiders. But, hey, she came up empty. She didn't have any results. So this was her last resort. Mm. She exhausted her last option. Here, exhaust is a verb. That just means you use up something and then you don't have that thing anymore. So this was her last choice, her last option. She exhausted it. Once she uses this option, there's nothing else she can do. So she contacted a private detective. A detective, of course, is somebody who looks for information, looks for clues in order to solve a crime, to solve a mystery.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of police detectives. There are a lot of policemen who aren't detectives. Maybe their assignment is on the street or they do a lot of traffic, you know, work where they work with the traffic flow. Here it's somebody who actually wasn't a policeman. This was his own private business. Actually, a lot of cops, when they retire, they go into that sort of work because maybe they had acted as a police detective, as a policeman. So it's some sort of work. So she's gone to a private detective whose job is to find clues and then solve whatever mystery there is. She told Michael Slevnik, who was the detective, all she knew. She probably gave him all her information, which was Tiffany's name, birth year, and that Tiffany may have been born in Lexington, Kentucky, where their father had spent some time in the past. So she really didn't even know where Tiffany was born. So this is a tough, tough case, I think. For me, at least, though, we do have Facebook and social media platforms that are going to help the detective a little bit. Now, fortunately, the information that Erica had given the detective was enough to go on. When we use that phrase to go on, enough to go on, it just means someone's done enough that allows you to continue to pursue something. So the information was enough for him. He was able to use it and to successfully locate Tiffany. If you locate somebody, you find them, you figure out where they are. So he located Tiffany, and Tiffany agreed to meet her extended family members. That's the other part of this. You know, sometimes someone will want to track down their birth mother or birth father because they were adopted. They want to, you know, meet them. And sometimes the people being tracked down don't really want to involve that person in their life or have more complications depending on their situation. So Tiffany, you know, heard about having a half-sister. It's probably the first time she'd heard of it. And she said, okay, I'm willing to meet my extended family members. So this is a big, big moment in this whole case, I think, right then.
Yep, the private detective was able to find Tiffany, and he contacted her and said, hey, I've got this person looking for you. Are you willing to meet with this person and your extended family, which would mean her half-family. I guess these are all half-siblings. Yeah. Same father, different mother. And back in the present, Devin is preparing Erica to come face-to-face with her sister for the first time. So there was probably a phone call. I've got good news, Erica. I've actually located your long-lost sister. Now here's the next step. What are you going to do now? Would you like to come face to face with your sister? Most people probably, no, I think I'll just send him a line message or something like that. Or let's be Facebook friends. That's the safe way to go about it. But no, if you're really brave, if you've got guts, you will meet a person face to face, person to person. And so, yes, we're going to have a meeting somewhere, maybe in some place where you both feel comfortable or something like that. And you'll actually get to see each other face to face and talk to each other right there live at the same time.
Yeah. Now, we're using face to face as more as an adverb, but we'll often use face to face and then follow it with a noun. For example, my boss insisted we have a face to face meeting. In that case, you're going to see face to face with little hyphens or those little lines, face, line, to, face, line. So those are hyphens, face to face meeting. Here we're using it more as an adverb. How are they going to come together? Well, face to face. Erica is overwhelmed. If you're overwhelmed with something, you get too much of it. You just can't deal with it all. And here it's emotion. So usually when you see people who are overwhelmed by emotion, they can't control their emotions. So it's very obvious what they're experiencing. Sometimes you're really busy at work and you're overwhelmed with different tasks your boss has given you. And you feel like you're being buried by work. You just have so much you can't handle it. So this is a word we use when there's too much. We're just overwhelmed by it all. She's overjoyed, though, that the big day is finally here. And she's also anxious or nervous that Tiffany won't accept her new family. I would be anxious too. You're nervous. You're not sure what's going to happen. Probably shaking a little bit because we don't know what's going to happen or how Tiffany's going to react.
She may not be interested at all, you know, meaning that was in the past. That was something my father did. It doesn't have anything to do with me. I don't want to have anything to do with you.
Or this will hurt my mother's feelings, Tiffany's
could
mother,
be,
that
or
is. Yeah.
It will make my life really complicated now. Please stay away, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It could be that. So, of course, she's just not quite sure how Tiffany is going to react. So, of course, she's anxious. She's nervous. She's worried about what could possibly happen. It's not just meeting the sister, but also Erica has got other siblings, brothers, sisters, and her new family, husband, kids, and stuff like that. So is her half-sister from the past going to accept them as well? Well, as it turns out, Erica has nothing to worry about. So as it turns out, this is the result.
Right.
She didn't have anything to worry about when Erica walks into the room. Tiffany envelops her in a hug, laying the foundations for a long-lasting relationship between the newfound sisters. So she doesn't have anything to worry about. It turns out that Tiffany is probably equally overwhelmed by this as well. Maybe she didn't know she had a half-sister, but she's totally willing to accept the new sister. So she basically envelops her, which means you kind of wrap yourself around something, gives her a big hug, for example. Anyway, and she lays the foundations for their relationship. Foundation, of course, are the things at the bottom that you need to have in order to build on top of it.
Yeah, we're using this as a figurative way, not literal. A foundation of a house is how we talk about that first very solid layer that's on the ground. It's usually out of cement. And from there, we build on top of that. So you can use it as a real, something that's not figurative, but literal, a foundation of a home or building. But here, it's just a foundation of a long-lasting relationship, something where they can actually have a relationship by, you know, building that base or that foundation first. They're trying to build a foundation between the two newfound sisters. So they are sisters, although they're half-sisters, and, you know, it'll take a little while to get to know each other, but I bet that's exciting to find that you have a sibling. Maybe Erica didn't think she had another sister or brother. We aren't told that. I'm sure if you watch this episode, you can learn more about Erica Modlin's journey towards her new half-sister. But that's the information we have. Sounds like a fun one to watch.
And there are probably other tear-jerking stories in this program as well. So if you're a sap for that kind of program, then this is the program for you.
What's that mean, a sap?
I guess a chump, basically, somebody who's easily fooled
by something. You're a sucker for emotional situations.
Yeah, I kind of love that kind of stuff.
I
kind of like that kind of stuff, too. But, I can probably check those out on YouTube videos at any time. But in any case, that's another subject here. We need to encourage our listeners to actually watch these programs to improve your English listening ability.
Yeah.
Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation for now. Here comes our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到呢，在同样一段中间的句子提到 Exhausting her last option, Erica contacted Michael Slavnik, a private detective. Exhaust 本来在这里呢当做动词有用完耗尽的意思，他想了很多的办法，结果呢最后就选择要使用他最后的手段，就是什么呢？他联络了一个私家侦探。在这里的 detective 用来当做名词，就是有侦探的意思。而这一段的最后一句呢，经过许多的努力呢， Michael located Tiffany and she agreed to meet her extended family members. Michael 也就是这位私家侦探找出了 Tiffany 的所在，而呢他也同意要跟这个 extended family members 他的延伸的家庭成员来见面。我们来看一下这个动词To locate someone, 或者是 to locate something, 就是有找出或探出某人或某物的所在地。譬如说 to locate the missing man, 也就是说去找出那个失踪者的下落。而最后一段呢，回到现在 ,Devon 呢在准备他们第一次的面对面的见面会。第三段的第二个句子提到 ,Erica is overwhelmed with emotion. She's overjoyed that the big day is finally here, but she's also anxious that Tiffany won't accept her new family.在这里 overwhelm 本来用来当作动词，是指使某人不知所措的意思。那人当主词呢，如果以被动的状态来表达，表示这个人呢因为怎么样子的事件或事情而感到不知所措。而这里的句子 Erica is overwhelmed with emotion，也就是呢 ,Erica 激动的不知所措，因为这个大日子终于到来了，同时她也 anxious, 她也感到非常的焦虑，是不是 Tiffany 会接受她的新家庭呢？ Anxious 当作形容词，有焦虑挂念的意思，后面如果是对什么事情感到焦虑，可以搭配介系词 about。 接着我们再来看这一段的倒数第二个句子， When Erica walks into the room, Tiffany envelopes her in a hug, laying the foundations for a long-lasting relationship between the newfound sisters. 那么呢，当她一走进房间， Tiffany 给她一个深深的拥抱。在这里用了动词 envelope， 也就是有包住、裹住的意思。而正是因为这样的举动呢，就奠下了一个基础，为他们新发现的友谊奠定了长久关系的基础。在这里的 foundation 则是有基础跟根基的意思。 OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it for today. Thank you for joining us, and make sure you join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
See ya.